Wake Up and Go with Div and Joe. And, you know, we've been doing some of these public service announcements here and there because I think it's important for our KISS fans to understand what to do if there is an emergency, whether it be a fire emergency or medical emergency, right?
That's right. In this new year, I think we really need to keep ourselves and our families safe, you know, just to look forward to a brand new 2022 ahead.
No, it's true. And that's why we've invited Lieutenant Derek Chu. He's a trained paramedic and has served SCDF since 1999. Now, he's overseen various projects such as the development of the medical support vehicle and training framework for paramedics in SCDF divisions. So we've got Derek here in the studio. Welcome, Derek. Welcome,
hey.
Welcome.
Hey, thank you. Good morning.
Well, how's your experience like in a radio studio? First time, right?
Oh, yeah, this is my first time.
Okay, good. That means we haven't caught fire before.
Or you have never called for an emergency before,
yes,
which is a good thing.
Yes. Derek, can you tell us, you know, in a few words, like what do you do exactly at this stage in your career?
Well, at this stage of my career, I'm currently based in HQ SCDF, and the main bulk of my job scope is to oversee contingency plans.
I see.
For within SCDF departments and as well as external agencies for mass casualty emergency situations.
Wow.
Right.
So there's definitely a lot of planning and decision making, especially when it comes to the allocation of resources, right?
That's right.
Can you tell us a little bit more about the tiered framework that SCDF employs?
Well, for the tiered framework, we're looking at the appropriate resources for kind of incidents that the caller has called for.
Okay. Mm.
Because we cannot be sending our emergency ambulances for all kinds of cases.
Mm.
And we have limited resources within the system itself.
Yeah.
So for emergency, we expected to see more responses, including appliances like our fire bike, our firefighters in the fire engines coming down, the pumpers. So they have the initial response where they do the initial CPR AED while waiting for the emergency ambulance to arrive.
I think we understand as well that now firefighters can also respond to medical emergencies, even though that can be surprising to some people, right?
That's right, because it takes a while to get used to this. Because traditionally, when you call 995 for an ambulance, you see paramedics or nurses previously coming to
that's
you.
That's right, yeah.
So I think over time, people will get used to this system.
Okay.
That our firefighters are actually very well trained in certain medical aspects of emergency.
Wow, that's amazing. I see the utility of resources and how you're employing them. But can we ask you from your point of view, you know, over the last couple of years, right, has the number of calls for emergency cases also increased? What's the trend been?
Well, as you know, we are an aging population. Mm. So the number of calls definitely has been going high.
Yeah.
It's been increasing since we first started ambulance services back then. So in order to cope with the rise in the number of calls, we cannot be just adding more resources.
Correct.
Indefinitely.
Correct.
So we need to optimize our current resources and plan accordingly to the requirements of the incident.
Yeah. Okay, and this is why, KISS fans, I think it's very important to understand what constitutes a medical emergency and what does not.
Yeah.
And that's why I think we'll have to borrow a bit more time from Derek in the next episode.
And meantime, do remember 995 is for emergencies only, and for a non-emergency ambulance, you can call 1777 at a fee. You can find out more at scdf.gov.sg.